Hello, this is A Voice in the Darkness, and I'm your host, Gwendolyn Forte. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. Whether you're at home or at work, in your car, outdoors, maybe you're at the gym or possibly in a hospital room, wherever you are, I am so glad that you tuned in to this week's episode. The purpose of A Voice in the Darkness is to encourage, to uplift, and to enlighten. So many people are walking through difficult changes and challenging transitions, and sometimes you may want to give up. But I want to encourage you today, do not give up, do not give in, and do not throw in the towel. And you might say, Gwendolyn, why are you saying this? Why are you so sure? Well, I was walking through transitions as well. I've walked through several difficult times, and God has been so faithful. He used people to encourage me. He used his word to speak to me, and different situations in my life helped me and literally changed my direction. I changed in my viewpoint, and I saw things from a different perspective, and I was able to keep moving forward. And I want to encourage you today to do the same. If you're walking through an overwhelming season in your life, I want to encourage you to keep moving forward, to keep going. Okay, you got this. You are an overcomer. You can do it. You are more than able to do everything that God has put in your heart to do. So I am so grateful today. For those of you who've been joining me maybe week after week after week, and you're a regular subscriber to this podcast, thank you so much. And if you're new, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in to A Voice in the Darkness on today. I'm going to dive right on in. Today's topic of this week's episode is understanding warfare when birthing the new. And I'm going to say that again, understanding warfare when birthing the new. Many of you today are doing something in your heart that God has put in your heart. God put it in your spirit, and you are carrying some dreams, some goals that you have in your heart. Maybe it's to start something new, or God has put you in a certain particular place in your life or a locale or a region to speak to a people group or to impact your culture. Whatever it is, I am telling you, do not stop, because when you are birthing something new, when you are carrying something in your spirit, maybe your family don't understand, people around you don't understand, your friends or your coworkers can't really understand why you want to build this business or this ministry or help a people across the world or to break out of financial disparity, okay? Maybe people don't understand the bigness of your dreams. Maybe it's to start a huge university or to feed people across the world. Whatever it is, I'm telling you, what you're carrying is big, okay? And sometimes the warfare is great when you are standing and defying those generational assignments. Maybe no one in your family has ever done what you are doing now, and you're the first. You're the proton. You're the one that's breaking open things in your family bloodline. You're a trailblazer. You're the first. And sometimes there's great warfare when you're pushing out something new, okay? I don't care who you are today. You could be a younger person or older person. God has called you to do some new things, and there's resistance, and it's real. It's not a figment of your imagination. You're wondering why things are not going right, why something fails here, or something hit out at your family, something hits out at your finances. You're wondering why something, you're sick in your body, or someone dies. It's not just happenstance. It's called warfare. It sometimes hit out against you to get you out of your place, to get you to say, I'm not going to do it anymore, or for you to feel overwhelmed to say, you know what, I'm done with this. But the Bible tells us in Ephesians, right, chapter 6, that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness and powers and authorities in high places. And sometimes we have to understand that the warfare that we're hitting up against. It's a spiritual warfare, and it's usually something that defies the new. It wants you to stay in the old. It wants you to be complacent. It wants you to stay up under anything that's religious, where it keeps you in bondage. But I'm telling you today, if you're listening to this podcast, be encouraged, because I believe God wants us to understand warfare when we're birthing something new. And I'm going to talk to you from a couple of passages of my favorite book, which is the Bible. And I'm going to hit up some couple of scriptures. So I'm going to ask you to just take notes or go back and listen to the replay if you're downloading this, or if you're subscribing to A Voice in the Darkness. Now I'm going to read from Revelations chapter 12, 1 through 4. And this is in a New Living Translation. And it reads, "Then I witnessed in heaven an event of great significance. I saw a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon beneath her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant, and she cried out because of her labor pains and the agony of giving birth." Verse 3. "Then I witnessed in heaven another significant event. I saw a large red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns, with 7 crowns on his head. Verse 4, his tail swept away 1/3 of the stars in the sky, and he threw them to the earth. He stood in front of the woman as she was about to give birth." Listen, "ready to devour her baby as soon as it was born." Let me tell you, there is warfare when birthing something new. In this passage, you can see that this woman was pregnant, giving birth, and there was this dragon right at the birth canal to devour this new thing. All throughout, when you're carrying promise, you might be feeling resistance, because I'm pretty sure if there's a dragon at the birth canal, there's all types of fear. There's all types of warfare. I'm pretty sure no mother would just sit there and allow a dragon to devour her baby. So I'm telling you, many of you are in some form of resistance, some form of warfare, because you are carrying something fresh, something new, something that's going to bring a change and a shift and a breakthrough to a people, to a bloodline, to a culture, to a nation. And I say to you today, don't stop and don't give up. Give birth to this thing. Now, I want to share with you a couple of things that we need to understand, and I want to take you to some passages in the Bible where we can see warfare. This is not a figment of your imagination. I want you to go with me to Exodus chapter 1, and I'm going to read a couple of verses from this, okay? And if you go there, it's Exodus chapter 1. I'm going to read in the New Living Translation, and I'm going to paraphrase some of this, because this is all about the children of Israel. They were being held captive to the Egyptians, and they now are growing, and they're getting stronger, and they're multiplying, and this is very intimidating to this people group. So let's read from here. I'm going to start at verse 9. It says, "Eventually a new king came to power in Egypt." I'm going to start at verse 8. "Eventually a new king came to power in Egypt who knew nothing about Joseph or what he had done." Verse 9. "He said to the people, 'Look, the people of Israel now outnumber us and are stronger than we are.'" Verse 10. "We must make a plan to keep them from growing even more. If we don't, and if war breaks out, they will join our enemies and fight against us. Then they will escape from the country." Okay, so that is verse 9 and 10, 8, 9, and 10. Listen, I'm going to go down to verse 15 and 16. "Then Pharaoh said," who was the king of Egypt, "he gave this order to the Hebrew midwives." Listen, to two of them, he said, to Shipra and to Pua. He said, "When you help the Hebrew women as they give birth, watch as they deliver. If the baby is a boy, kill him. If it is a girl, let her live." Verse 17. "But because the midwives feared God, they refused to obey the king's orders, and they allowed the boys to live too." Okay, that's verse 15, 16, and 17. Let me now go down to verse 22. Verse 22. "Then Pharaoh gave this order to all the people." Now listen, because the midwives fear God and they did not follow this order, So now you got all these boys, baby boys, still living. Verse 22 comes into effect. Then Pharaoh gave the order to all his people, throw every newborn Hebrew boy into the Nile River, but you may let the girls live. So here's another one. Throw them into the river, let them drown, let the crocodiles eat them. This is a real edict that went out, okay? So now we see this is real warfare. Why? Why is this warfare coming? Why is the Pharaoh of Egypt giving this out? Well, he saw that these people were growing, okay? And they were enslaved before, and then Joseph was on the scene, and when Joseph was there, they were treated better, right? But now they're getting out of hand. They're growing. So he wanted them dead. He wanted to kill some of them, and he wanted to keep them enslaved. But let me tell you, when something new is brewing, you have to understand there's warfare. So all along, God had a plan, because we see now verse of chapter 2. It said, about this time, a man and a woman from the tribe of Levi got married. Verse 2, the woman became pregnant and gave birth to a son and saw that he was a special baby and kept him hidden for 3 months. But when she could no longer hide him, she got a basket made of papyrus reeds and water. Waterproofed it. Listen, with tar and pitch. And she put the baby in the basket, laid it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile River. And the baby's sister then stood at a distance watching to see what would happen to him. So here we are with an edict to kill every boy, not knowing that God is birthing something new. He was birthing a deliverer at this time to bring deliverance to the children of Israel. And so now here we are with an edict of death, destruction, and warfare coming from every direction. At that same time, Moses' mother was carrying Moses and she gave birth to him, but she didn't see fit. Listen, to allow her baby to go along in this edict. She hid her baby for 3 months and put her baby in a basket. And God preserved this baby. Why? Because deliverance was in this woman's womb. Deliverance. There was something new on the horizon. And when there's something new on the horizon, there will be warfare. When there's something new on the horizon, the enemy wants to kill it. He wants to cut it off. He wants to make it come to an end. And I'm telling you, many of you are carrying a dream. You're carrying something that God told you to do and build. And when you're carrying purpose and promise and destiny, all types of situations come up to discourage you. But I want to encourage you today to be like Moses' mother and father and say, no, 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 no. We're going to hide and protect our seed. We're going to protect our child, and we're going to see what God will do. I want to show you another story in Matthew chapter 2. This is the New Living Translation. This is now all bringing you now into a New Testament story. Listen, I'm going to paraphrase this for you because it's so good and you need to read it on your own, because this is now Jesus was being born. And this is when King Herod was ruling at the time. And of course, he's slick and he's like, oh, telling the wise men, when I want to worship Jesus too, go and worship him. And when you find him, tell me and tell me where he's located so I can worship him too. I want to worship him too. Now, listen, this is King Herod saying this because they told King Herod there's a prophecy about a king that's going to be born. Now, this king is really insecure. And it's a murderous spirit that's there that's saying, you know what? I want to worship him too. But he had another plan and he had another agenda. God was bringing something new into the earth, a new covenant of purpose and destiny to liberate all humanity. And let me tell you, that spirit of death was waiting. I'm going to start from verse 12 and now let it read. It says, when it was time, listen to this. I paraphrase all of that for you because the wise men found Jesus. They found Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus. They brought him gifts, but they had a dream. It said, don't go back. the way you came. You go back another way. And the wise men listen, okay? They listen. Verse 12. When it was time to leave, they returned to their own country by another route. For God had warned them in a dream not to return to Herod. Verse 13. After the wise men were gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. He said, get up, flee to Egypt with the child and his mother, the angel said. Stay there until I tell you to return, because Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. That was a clean direction that the Lord gave Joseph in a dream. Listen to this, verse 14. That night, Joseph left for Egypt with the child and Mary, his mother, and they stayed there until Herod's death. This was fulfilled what the Lord had spoken through the prophet. I called my son out of Egypt. Verse 16, Herod was furious. Did you hear me? This is that assignment of death and destruction. It's furious. When he realized that the wise men had outwitted them, he sent soldiers to kill all the boys in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under, based on the wise men's report of the star's first appearance. Herod's brutal action fulfilled what God had spoken through the prophet Jeremiah, that a cry was heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning. I want you to hear me today. When you are birthing something new, when there's something in the spirit that you're carrying, and I don't care who you are today, it could be an idea, it could be a dream, it could be a word of the Lord spoken over your life. When it's time for that fulfillment, and when it's time for this thing to push out into the earth, okay? And it's something old is already there. It's going to be warfare. It's going to be warfare. Some of you are experiencing warfare, and I want to encourage you to understand that there are some things that you can do to get to the other end and see this thing come to pass. And hear me, because this is clearly from the word of God. Keys while birthing the new. Number one, obedience to the voice of God. This is going to be your saving grace. Whatever you are in, whatever situation you're in, whatever you're facing, you're going to have to obey the voice of God. Why am I saying this? Because we saw it in Exodus. Listen, the midwives, listen, well, we see it right here in Matthew, but we see it in Exodus. The midwives obeyed their spirit and their conscience because they feared God. They feared God. So they did not kill these newborn baby boys. You got to be obedient. Do you hear me? Be obedient to what you're sensing in your spirit. Be obedient to the direction God is giving you in your spirit. Be obedient to your conscience, that you know the integrity of your heart. Do not go against it. Be obedient to the voice of God. Now we also see that Joseph was obedient when he got a dream. God told him in the dream, listen, get out and flee to Egypt. Flee to Egypt. Imagine if he wasn't obedient. Imagine if he stayed there. When that edict went out, that baby would have been devoured. You have to obey in this very key transitional time. The wise men obeyed. They had a dream, and the angel told them, do not go back to Herod. Why? Because Herod would have demanded of them, where were you? And tell me where this child was, and would have probably beheaded them. Do you hear me? I am saying to you today, in this walk where you are in warfare, birthing something new, you will need to be obedient at all cost. Okay? It's not time to double guess. It's not time to sit and think like, are you going to listen? Are you not? Obey the voice of the Lord. Number two, these are two keys I'm giving you. While birthing the new, there you asked God for a spirit of boldness. Okay, you're going to need boldness right now. Boldness to confront. boldness. Listen, to have the strength to do everything God is telling you to do. Boldness to start what he's telling you to start. Boldness to stop what he's telling you to stop. Boldness to connect what he's telling you to connect with. Boldness to get up and relocate. Boldness to do everything God is telling you to do to preserve this new thing that you're carrying, that maybe it's already in the earth and now you got to push this thing forward. Listen, you got to understand that there's a lot of warfare. I know what I'm talking about. My husband and I have experienced warfare when we start something new or we're on the precipice of something new. All hell hates it, and we stand and we pray and we give God glory and we know how to warfare. Come on, you're going to have to keep moving forward, turn to God, obey his voice, obey his word, bless him, give him praise, stand fast, do not yield or give the enemy one inch on today. So what am I saying today? I'm saying that if you understand warfare when you're birthing anew, listen to me, you're going to see this thing come to pass doing two things. Number one, obedience, obey the voice of God, okay? And then second, boldness, ask God for boldness, okay? In this season, ask the Father for boldness to do everything that he is calling you to do in this hour. You got this. You got this. You are an overcomer. I just want to thank you guys for tuning in on today and for listening and, you know, just for subscribing to A Voice in the Darkness podcast. I'm so excited because you could check me out on Spotify, Amazon, Audible, iHeartRadio, Apple, Google, YouTube, CastBox. I would just love for you to check it out. Subscribe, rate it, download it. And you know what? If you could write me a review, I would greatly appreciate it on Apple Podcasts. That would be such a blessing to me. And I just appreciate each and every one of you. So thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, I'm Gwendolyn Forte with A Voice in the Darkness, signing off.